if I had dislocated my shoulder or if it was broken.
Damn.
And I got there and they start pushing on my shoulder and I was like,
you better stop.
It didn't hurt. And they're like, okay, so let's x-ray it. I said, well, I can't even like move my arm right now.
Yeah.
And so they gave me the good stuff.
Yeah.
And I didn't care about anything. And they x-rayed it and they're like, it's broken.
Yeah, it's it's real broke.
It's real it's real broke.
It broke. It's real broke, dude.
Yeah.
It broke, bro.
But they said that I'm going to wear the sling for 2 weeks. I'm going to go back. They're going to x-ray it. And if it's healing, they'll just leave me in the sling. But if it's like shifted, they'll have to do surgery. So. Dude.
I want to freaking sign a cast. That's what I want to do.
I don't.
How 90s of you.
Forget that guy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you get one, it's going to be like one of these jobs.
Probably.
And you can just turn and crack your significant.
I told Jalissa I was going to turn into Rookie of the Year.
Yeah.
Funky butt loving.
Funky butt loving.
Right. Awesome. Cool. All right. Well, welcome to the Movies with Chill podcast. I am your host, Chill. Tonight, we'll be reviewing Running Scared from 2006. Running Scared is a Jersey action crime thriller written and directed by Wayne Kramer. Based loosely on Brothers Grimm and other fairy tale archetypes, as per Wayne Kramer explained in an interview. Starring Paul Walker, Cameron Bright, Vera Farmiga.
She's pretty.
Farmiga.
She's awesome. And Chaz Palminteri. Palminteri. Awesome.
Like a Goomba.
Goomba. Yeah.
It's one of those guys. Those wise guys.
When mob member Joey Gazzelli is tasked with disposing a gun connected to the murder of a crooked cop, things go awry when a boy steals the gun to commit another crime. As always, tonight I am joined by David and Lee. How you boys doing?
Oi, oi.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, how was your trip?
Some better than others.
Yeah. How was your trip down to Ecuador hunting Bigfoot?
It was good. It was good. We didn't find him.
Freaking.
He was already dead, wasn't he?
No, we just didn't find him.
You didn't find him? Gotcha.
I think you found him. He was already dead.
That's probably why he broke his arm.
Hung his neck. Hung himself.
Yeah. All right. You guys see anything new this week?
Yeah. I went and saw Arcadia with Nick Cage.
How was that?
I loved it. I thought it was great. It's a really good horror movie.
Really?
End of the world movie.
Yeah.
The monsters are like monsters I've never seen before.
Okay.
They're little. That's funny. I was going to say on the goofy side, but I read into the movie and the director always thought that in the Goofy movie, when Goofy dreams or his kid dreams and he like turns into his dad or something like that, he based the monsters off of that Goofy.
Wow.
But then
all right,
Nick Cage got in there and was like, it is scary, but like I feel like I'm going to be yelling at like a Goofy puppet. So let's do this, this, and this. And they tweaked it. And
it worked.
It did work. I mean, they're creepy. That's for sure.
Yeah.
They do this like jaw, like clamping thing. And it's super fast. And it sounds like a machine gun going off. Yeah. Like they're going to bite you. But their head moves so fast. It's like rapid motion.
Oh, shit.
It's good, though. I would recommend it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it the same Goofy movie from the 90s?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay.
She loved the Goofy movie?
No, she says, oh, God damn it, all the time.
All the time.
Yeah. If you ever watch It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. It's like a bird. Like a big, dumb bird.
Thomas Washington. Ever
National Treasure?
About that? Nope. Thomas Washington. It's an episode of Atlanta.
Oh.
That covers.
I think I remember that one.
You ever watch Atlanta?
No. Is that the one? Is that with Donald Glover?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that episode. That's the only episode of Atlanta's I watch. Because I saw a clip of it. I'm like, what is happening?
What is going
on? Yeah, so I was like, I need to watch this episode. So I did. It's great.
It's awesome.
Donald Glover's character is creepy.
He's crazy. Oh, no. So Thomas Washington was another episode in like their final season covering during the 90s. Disney was trying to find a new CEO. And then they promoted this guy, Thomas Washington.
Okay.
Because they thought it sounded like a white dude. But it ended up being one of the only black animators. And so this black guy wanted to make the blackest movie ever made. And he made the Goofy movie.
Oh, my God.
But, like, it's one of those episodes that kind of like the Weird Al movie where it's like they take the audience through and then they try and see how far that the audience can get to believing this actually happened.
Right.
And by the end.
And I'm going to have to watch that episode.
Did you know that Weird Al dated Madonna?
Dated Madonna.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, he had to go save her.
Pablo Escobar.
There we go.
He had to go save her from Pablo Escobar.
And this is in this episode of Atlanta?
No,
that was the Weird Al movie.
Weird Al movie. Yeah. The Atlanta episode, they take you along, and then he like kind of goes crazy.
They do things like that.
Yeah. And he started going crazy. He started...
Well, I'm definitely going to have to watch that.
Oh, for sure. Anyway, Lee, you watch anything new?
Yeah. You and I went to go see Civil War Monday in the theaters. I liked it. It was...
I loved it.
A little bit not really what I was expecting. Mm-hmm. Like I was telling Dave in the car, it was about war journalism.
Yeah.
But they did not hold anything back, and it was hyper-realistic. Yes. I could see this triggering a lot of PTSD sufferers. Mm-hmm. The gunfights in it were real.
Yes.
And it was... They did again. It's A24. They do not care about your feelings at all.
But I don't know. I didn't necessarily feel like they were picking sides. Like
no,
they left weren't. Like whatever side of the aisle.
They didn't.
It's basically.
Like, they didn't say anything of how the Civil War started, who was right, who was wrong. It was just how it's going to end.
Yeah.
And again, it was hyper violent, but it wasn't violence for the violence sake. It was part of the story.
Yeah.
And it was.
Impactful.
Real.
Yeah.
Very real and very visceral. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, you felt it. The gunshots sounded like
real.
You were right next to them when they were shooting.
Like, not the stereotypical gunfire that's in most movies where, like this one where they're like, bow, bow, bow.
Right.
For instance, there's a part where there's a sniper coming along and you don't hear the gunshot. You hear the ding, 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 ding. And you're like, oh, shit, you know?
It's getting close.
It's real close, so.
Well, I definitely want to see it. I wanted to see it since I saw the trailer.
Oh, yeah.
It looks, it was good. It was very good. Very solid. I give it like a B+.
Nice.
I would go about A, but yeah, it was solid. My contribution is I started watching Fallout on Amazon.
I watched the first episode.
I finished it.
How was the...
Great.
Great?
Yep.
Great. I've only been in like three episodes so far, but so far
I've played
really like
all
it.
The games but one.
I was going to ask if you'd played...
Yeah.
I haven't
played 76.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not a big like base builder game, and that's very much what that is, but I've played all the other ones.
I don't see it as a base building game.
Really?
It started off that way, and it didn't do well, and I think that they went a different direction. But I haven't picked it up since. So.
What's your favorite? What's your guys' favorite?
New Vegas is mine.
I've only played 4 and 76, and I played 4. I've played through that probably 6-7 times. Yeah.
Mine's New Vegas 3 and then 4.
Nope.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then I ordered 76 when it came out, and I played it and hated it like immediately.
That was mine. Me too.
Yeah.
And then I've gone back to it, and it's much better. It's still, in my opinion, could use a few things here and there, but it's more fun than what it was.
Yeah,
for sure. But the show, first episode, I was really impressed.
Good.
Oh, yeah. it's great.
Yeah.
It was really impressed.
I liked it. It takes place after Fallout 4.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I just love all the little hidden, hidden
things
stuff.
Here and there.
It's throughout every episode, there's something hidden in it.
Nice.
Awesome.
Awesome. Yeah. Cool. Well, Lee picked Running Scared. Why'd you pick Running Scared?
It's a movie I'm sure not very many people have seen.
Right.
It's an out there kind of movie. This is one of the movies I watched when I was watching a buttload of movies at one time. I had both Netflix in the mail. Yes, I'm that old.
Yep.
Blockbuster in the mail, even older. And I would also rent movies from Blockbuster, and I would watch probably 3 movies a day.
Right, right.
Working for the hospital.
Yeah.
And, this was one of them. It was, like I said, it's Paul Walker. I think it's Paul Walker's best movie because I haven't seen a lot of his stuff.
Right.
It's different. You're not going to find a lot of movies like this one. And it goes from bad to worse. The entire, every time you think it's going to, this is the bottom.
Yeah.
They drop the floor out.
Right.
Yet another time. You all right over there, Dave?
No, I'm not.
You are hurting unit.
I am.
I am.
It sucks.
Probably should have rescheduled this one.
That's all right.
Yeah. So this was my first time watching the movie probably 2 or 3 days ago.
Yeah.
And it was wild.
It was wild.
It was not anything I expected it to be.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
What did you expect it to be?
Just a Paul Walker Fast and the Furious type movie.
Wasn't that? No, it was not.
No.
Had a little more to it.
It had a lot more to it. Yeah. And I loved the way it was filmed. I loved...
Yes, Calvin. We liked the way it was filmed.
I did like the way it was filmed. I did.
He hated it.
Really?
Yeah.
I love that part of it.
Yeah.
It just made it...
Unique.
Unique.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that being said, what is a staple of a good crime thriller?
You need to have something that grabbed you right off the bat, which they tried to do in this kind of a flash forward.
Yeah.
You're either going to have something outrageous or super gritty.
Yeah.
I lean more towards the gritty.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's talk a bit about the movie before we get into some spoilers. Running Scared has a runtime of 122 minutes. It was released February 24th, 2006 in the U.S. and April 13th, 2006 in Germany. Had a budget of $15 million and only grossed $9.7
million. Ouch.
Box office for that month was The Pink Panther, 8 Below, Final Destination 3, When a Stranger Calls, Curious George, Firewall, Big Mama's House 2, Date Movie, Madea's Family Reunion, and Nanny McPhee.
Man, that was a slow weekend at the movie theater.
That's a slow month.
Yeah, that's rough.
Any guesses for Running Scared?
I'm going to say about 27th.
Ooh.
I don't know.
28th.
Nice.
Close. Very close.
I did not look that up.
Right. So disheartened by the film's low-budget box office opening, Paul Walker returned home from dinner only to discover that Quentin Tarantino had left a message on his machine, praising the film and Walker's performance. Walker was relieved and happy that someone like Tarantino had enjoyed his film. Wayne Kramer was shocked to find out that the movie got an R rating on his first submission, and he states that in the DVD commentary, he initially thought that he would get NC-17, but luckily didn't.
Yeah.
Yep. I could see that.
Yeah.
It was real close there for a minute.
Yes, very much.
A split second.
Yeah. Thomas Jane actually declined the role of Joey Gazzelli due to scheduling conflicts, and Paul Walker was the second choice. And then also, Mads Mikkelsen was originally cast as Anzor the Duke, but...
That wouldn't have been good.
You don't think so?
No.
Okay.
I don't know the guy's name because they did not list him in the credits of the movie. So
right.
I don't know what the guy that played Enzo's name is.
Yeah.
He also played Rasputin in Hellboy.
Okay, cool. Nice. Anything of note before we get into spoilers?
I don't know what the hell happened to Thomas Jane.
Yeah.
It doesn't even look like him anymore.
Yeah, no.
He got old quick.
Yeah.
I guess. My goodness.
I loved him in The Punisher.
Highlander?
The last movie he was in was The Predator.
Look at him.
All right, well... Before we get into spoilers, would you guys recommend people watch this movie, and who would you recommend watch it?
Your average action movie kind of guy.
Yeah.
Crime movie.
Yeah.
You know, nobody under the
fighting,
age of
violence,
probably
gun.
16.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I agree with that completely.
Yeah.
It's a
it has
pretty
super strong
super
content.
Super strong content.
Yeah.
A lot of blood, a lot of gore, a lot of
side stories.
Yeah.
Man.
Yep.
We'll get to it though.
I would say anybody, I don't know, 16 to 30 that has ADHD that's, you know, really into action movies, they would love this movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Sure.
Well, let's get into some spoilers. But first, some trivia.
Sweet.
Number one, what color was the shotgun shells in the opening robbery at the beginning of the movie? It was a slow-mo.
Yellow.
I don't know.
Blue.
I was going to say blue, but...
Yeah. What was the hockey team that the family and...
Razors.
There you go.
Go Razors.
Oleg.
Yeah. Oleg. The New Jersey Razors. That's correct. How many bullets does Oleg fire in the house?
Three.
That's correct. And how old do you need to go into a strip club in Jersey?
21.
And finally, what's Manny's girlfriend's name?
Maria.
I don't know.
Conchita.
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 Damn it.
Bonus question.
All right.
Closest guess to the amount of times the F word was used in the film.
250.
94.
330.
Wow.
I win.
Yeah.
No, you went
come
over.
Come on down.
You went over.
I said 250.
I thought you said 350.
No, 250.
250. All right. Well, that being done, let's get into our long-form discussion led by Lee. Take it away, Lee.
Sweet.
Yeah.
All right. We open up with a little bit of a flash forward.
Mm-hmm.
Joey Gazzelle, played by Paul Walker, carrying out Oleg, mm-hmm. played by Cameron Bright. They're both a little bloody, and they get in the car, and they're racing somewhere. It looks like one of them's been shot. They lead you to believe that it was Oleg. And then we flash back to 18 hours earlier, and we are in some seedy wonderful motel room, it looks like.
Quentin Tarantino movie.
Exactly. I just want to say this movie is like
cliche after cliche.
What I imagine if you were in Jersey for 24 hours.
Your probably. Typical Jersey day.
Yeah.
All right. I could see that. So we're doing a little drug deal. It looks like we've got some Haitian gentlemen and our Italian boys, as we're so lovingly called, the Goombas. And then they get robbed, which turns out to be corrupt cops. Shocker. Yeah. And one of them, Chaz Palminteri, the leader. It all goes bad. The shooting starts. It gets crazy.
And one guy gets his junk blown off.
Gets his...
That was awful.
His boy's blown to bits with the snub-nose 38 nickel-plated with the pearl handle.
Woo.
Shiny.
Keep an eye on that gun.
100%.
Might be important later.
Might be.
Might be the linchpin of the entire movie.
Yep.
The one cop that survived leaves, Chaz Palminteri, and all the black gentlemen, the Haitians are dead, and the Goomba crew escapes with their lives, barely. They're in the car.
Real quick, I do want to point out that they hid behind a mattress.
Yes.
Yeah, but anything to obstruct the view.
Yep.
Yes.
You know.
I still was like, that's what you picked up, was the mattress.
What else what else were you going to pick up? You got to do something.
When in Jersey, you that's true. Go with it.
You got to do something, man.
Yeah.
So Tommy Toombs, played by Johnny Messner, which I've never seen this guy ever play a good guy in any movie.
No.
Ever. He's always some
coked
out Italian dude that's just 100 miles an hour all the time.
He goes hard R on...
All the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
All the time. My
goodness,
white,
Gaio.
Black, doesn't matter.
Don't matter. You're non-discriminative.
You're getting the N-word thrown at you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they did not mess around.
No.
Too much at all. So they're in the car, and Tommy hands Joey the 38 or the snub nose, whichever you want to call it, and tells him, hey, get rid of these guns. Don't mess it up. It's going to be kind of important. You know, he's got his prints all over the weapon that blown away at least one cop, and, you know, it's bad times. Joey just
got the guns, get
rid of the guns.
Get rid of the guns.
So he comes home, and we got the boys in the basement playing a little hockey, getting a little rough, you know, like boys do, doing their thing. Joey comes home, goes down in the basement, hides the guns, instead of getting rid of the guns. Which makes you wonder why he has all these guns in bags in the wall. It's weird. It's almost like, I don't...
I really didn't think of that, though.
I didn't think of that either.
I did. First couple times I watched this, I'm like, why would they show all the ones
in
the bags?
The way I took it was, that is his card out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, his blackmail cards.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
I could see that, but I wouldn't be hiding that in my house.
Well, it's in his basement, which is it's the safest place in any movie.
Right.
It's also a somewhat protected house.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, kind of.
People are listening.
Kind of.
You got a bunch of ghosts that, you know, that they're not wanting to go in that house with her.
True.
So.
True. She has that intuition.
Right.
So he hides the guns, then he comes back upstairs and tastes the sauce and decides to, I don't know, throw in a load of laundry.
It's my favorite scene in the entire movie.
We meet Teresa, played by the lovely Vera Farmiga. Of the Conjuring fame. She is doing a load of laundry with a whale tail sticking out of the top of her pants.
She's the best looking. I think this is the best looking.
The best she's looked in any
movie. Yeah,
right? Really?
Yeah, I really do think that.
I don't know.
I liked her in The Departed.
Yeah, she was good in that too. I just like that kind of ghetto, you know.
She don't take no shit.
No.
She don't take
shit. Joey! They're just boys, Joey.
They're just boys. Boys will be boys.
Boys will be boys.
So, you know, Mr. Joey takes full advantage of his lovely, lovely wife and has a little pre-dinner snack. And then, you know, she decides, I need to tend to the soup or the sauce.
With a crippled man in the other room.
Right? With her ass hanging out in the kitchen. I'm like... Yeah. Do cooking like that all the time.
Right.
But I think that he tasted the soup before he
tasted
went
the
in
sauce.
There, and he was like,
it was hot.
I don't know.
It was hot. Starts talking to Teresa. He's like, why is he always hanging out with that Ruski boy, Oleg? He's like, yeah, you know, they get along. Leave him alone. He's got friends.
They're neighbors.
You
know, yeah.
Kid's lonely. Give him a break. You know, he's taking beatings over there. It's crazy. So while he was putting up the guns, the boys were hiding and saw where he hid the guns. I'm sure that's important.
Yeah.
They send Oleg home, and he tells the boy, Nicky, his son, he goes, look, I got two tickets to the Razors tonight. Game. You know, Red Ice. They're going to go at it. You know, it's supposed to be this
Friday. This Saturday, yeah. This Friday night.
It's going to be a bloodbath. Mm-hmm. A lot of bad blood between a couple players. So it's going to be good shit. We see a little bit of Oleg's home life, which is horrible. Mom's a bit of an addict. Looks like stepdad's a bit of an addict.
Yep. I don't think that's stepdad, though.
It is stepdad.
It is. Okay. Yep. Yeah, they're married.
Later in the story, she tells her story that he was took pregnant.
Care of her. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Whatnot.
He is not a good guy. No. You could tell because he's definitely a John Wayne fan. So. Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, she brings him some Wolfgang Puck, his favorite. It's the crust, you dumb bitch.
Yeah. It's not. It's thick crust,
you
which.
Dumb bitch.
That's strike number two for me.
God, man. Thick crust. Who eats that crap anyway? He wants Oleg to come over and watch some John Wayne with him, the Cowboys, and he's really stressing about it for some reason.
Yeah.
So he tells him a story that I had a movie projector, and I had three movies, which I thought was going to be a trivia question. Yeah. It wasn't.
No.
You know, a trivia question about movies about in the movie Duke. That were, you know, whatever.
No.
Too easy, I guess. Yep. Speedy Gonzalez, Tarzan of the Apes, and John Wayne, the Cowboys.
Yep.
Now, in his version of the Cowboys, it explains it was only about 10 minutes long, and John Wayne doesn't die.
Yep.
He, you know, so it's a happy ending, and he misses it. So he's watching it in the States, and it's like, you know, John Wayne dies, doesn't get up, and that's a bad day for him because that's his hero.
And he also says that it's the only movie that John Wayne dies in, which I looked it up because I almost put that as a trivia question.
Yeah.
But he has actually died in 11 different movies.
There you go.
So, wow.
There you are.
It's probably the only movie he's watched.
Probably.
That he does.
He only had three.
Exactly. So he says some things were better in the old days. Back in Russia.
Nostalgic. Mm.
We're at the dinner table across the way, and we're talking about little Nicky and his school report, and they want to get him tested. They think he may have a little bit of the, you know, ADD.
Mm-hmm.
Kid says, I'm not ADD. He's not. We're not putting you on no meds.
Medicine, yeah.
Not going to do that. No meds for you. You're all right, kid. So, good old Oleg, Anzo, his...
Well, first, he gets mad about John Wayne.
Yeah. Yeah, Oleg tells Anzo that John Wayne's a faggot.
Yep.
Can't really say that, but he did. That didn't go over well.
Not at all.
No.
Not at all.
Because this part's better. You know, when he dies, forget that dude. And, Not a good day for Oleg after that.
Not at all. Nor for the...
It goes straight downhill.
Yeah, after this, it just...
Straight to the floor, facing the pizza.
All right, we're gonna go ahead and put this thing into high gear. We're going to remove the brakes.
Yep.
And we're all just in a free-for-all to the end of this movie.
That's true.
So, there was before this point and after this point.
Yes.
So, good old Oleg, you know, kind of gets out of it a little bit. Because mom helps him out, and she goes to pick up the pizza. It's like, look, he's got to eat. He goes, no, you disrespect the Duke in my house. You don't eat. So mom's got to pay a little bit of the price, too, now, because she's trying to defend her boy. And she gets face down. And here comes Oleg to the rescue with a shiny .38 snub nose.
Yep.
The pearl handle.
Yep.
We've seen that gun somewhere before. Mm-hmm. And then we cut across back to the Gazelle residence, and we're having dinner. And you hear a pop and a flash across the way. You see it in the window. And then another one, and then a bullet comes through the window.
Poosh. Yep.
And then, you know, everybody hits the deck. Joey is immediately pissed because he knows that damn Russian has lost his mind and baked himself retarded, and now he's shooting. And he's going to go over there and...
So Paul Walker's brother also appears in the film. In the scene where the path of the bullet is retraced going through one house to another, the Paul Walker character appears in each house. Sitting at the dinner table in one house is actually his brother.
Sweet.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
This is basically, we're going to a murder or a crime scene from CSI, and we're going to replace it right in this movie with how Oleg shoots the gun.
I liked it.
Yep.
I liked it too.
That's all right.
I like the way it was.
I like to Tarantino it. Bring it back. See how it happened.
Yeah.
So there.
Kind of seemed like a game where he's like
yeah.
rewinding time. And they looping do that it.
They do it a few times. Yeah. I still like it. So now we're in the kitchen and Anzo's shot and Oleg is gone. Joey's wanting to know, where'd he get the gun? Where'd he get the piece? And he tells him it was a shiny snub nose.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, that's not good. So he immediately goes back to the house and checks. It's gone. Big problem.
Yeah.
Big problem. He goes back to the house and EMS is hauling Enzo out. And he sees the bullet hole. He knows he's got to get that bullet out of there for thick matches.
Yeah.
So he's digging it out with a pocket knife and it hits the ground and the cops come in and they're like, hey, you got to get out of here. It's a crime scene. Mm-hmm. We'll take your statement outside. And yeah. I'm going to tell you, Paul Walker thinks on his feet in this movie like nobody's business.
Yep.
He is always...
He doesn't panic.
Johnny on the spot when it comes to what he's got to do next. Mm-hmm. And so he pulls out a piece of gum, chews it up, spits it on the floor, steps on it, and then picks up the bullet with the gum and his shoe, which I don't believe would work, but, you know, whatever. For the movie, we'll say it does.
Can we spoil the end just real quick?
Sure.
Okay. So the cops come in. Mm-hmm. And he's like, shit, I got to get this bullet up.
Right.
So he does the whole thing, which is cool, right. You know. But we find out, like, one of the plot twists of the movie is that Paul Walker's a cop.
Right.
He's an FBI agent.
The entire time.
Or an informant. I don't think
he's so. Undercover.
He's undercover.
But I think he's just an informant. I don't think he's
undercover.
He said
he's been undercover for 12 years.
Oh, yes. Wow.
So
his wife didn't even know.
Yeah.
With the cops coming in. Wouldn't he just, like, listen, guys? No?
I don't think so, because
his whole thing was they were
trying to bring down. He was out, but then the Italian mob guy started hooking up with Ivan Nagurski,
the Russian.
And once they did that, he knew he couldn't get out until they broke that up.
Okay.
So that would have jeopardized the whole operation, doing this small tube thing, you know, when we need to get a Russian influence out of here.
Yeah.
So.
And he doesn't know who's dirty at the time. And
he doesn't know what's what. I think this movie was written fairly well.
I agree. I think they covered their butts quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They went out of their way.
Not a lot of loopholes.
No.
And I think this movie would have been very easy to screw up.
Well, I also think that, you know, and we're getting into
I didn't catch it. You know what I mean?
If this would have been a movie that would have taken place over more than 18 hours, it would have fell apart.
Yeah.
I feel like it was an entire season of 24 crammed into 122 minutes where it is. You're going from...
The breadcrumbs that they're following in this is astounding.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I mean, I could see a different episode for each breadcrumb.
Yeah. Right, exactly. I mean, we'll get into it later, but
yeah,
it's a lot.
It is a lot.
Yeah,
but I like a movie with a lot sometimes.
That's fine.
I was definitely never bored.
I mean, no.
Like I was like, oh crap.
Yeah, there was always some. There's no slow.
No, there to really this is not. At all. No,
none whatsoever. If you like breakneck pace, this is the movie for you.
Yeah,
because it's all the way to the end.
Yep,
just pops. So he gets the bullet picked up and. He gets back to the house and he tells Nikki, look, you got to make a list of hideouts. I got to find this kid. If I don't get this kid and this gun, I'm dead. And we got to do it now. He's being pretty manic, you know, pretty scary.
I think the problem is that from here on out, he is just an asshole.
Yeah.
Like the rest of the movie.
Yeah.
And I'm like, for me personally, I'm like, dude, I don't have anyone to attach myself.
His wife was the most attachable character.
Right.
I attached myself to Oleg.
Yeah, and Oleg. Yeah.
Because I'm like, dude, I'm...
He was pretty smart, too.
Yeah. The whole... Again, everybody in the movie that was on that side of the fence, talking about Nikki, Oleg, Joey, and Teresa, those four, they never skipped a beat.
Right.
They all knew exactly what they needed to be doing at all times.
Yep.
And for Nikki to pull that off, to me, I thought that was very impressive. You know, you got a 10-year-old kid that's not... You know, in that element, you know, Oleg is because his dad's obviously a meth dealer and his uncle's a mafia big star.
Right.
And, you know, he's going to see some shady stuff every now and then. He knows he knows you don't talk to cops ever. You know, you tell him a bunch of bullshit or whatever. But for Nikki to pull it off, I thought it was brilliant.
Yeah.
Well written. Love those characters. Joey takes Nikki to go find Oleg and Joey goes to the hospital. To get the bullet that was in Anzo, and he goes in and he disguises himself as a doctor and fails to get the bullet.
Yep.
And as he's walking out, Mr. Chaz Palminteri de Vridel recognizes Joey from the earlier shootout at the motel room and kind of smiles and then heads back to Anzo's room and goes in and gives him a little questioning about, hey, you know, I know where the gun came from. You need to put it in his hand so I can bust this guy. And if you don't, I'm going to send you up the river for your little meth lab in your backyard. And about that time, he's walking out and here comes Ivan Yegorsky, the big Russian mob boss, played by John Noble, one of my favorite actors, Lord Denethorne.
Yeah.
He's always very intimidating for a man of his size. Yeah. I don't know what it is, but he just looks like he's just mad all the time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Resting mad face.
Yeah. There's a lot of people that have that.
Yeah.
I'm not one of them.
Your resting disappointed face.
Yep.
There it is.
You're always just disappointed in people.
Jesus. People hate them. They're the worst. So Oleg goes to near the rec center where they like to hide out and read comics and whatnot. And he goes up in there and there's a junkie waiting for him. And he points the gun at him and the junkie overpowers him rather quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And now we see
Oleg goes from one extreme to another
Who do you think the homeless guy up there is supposed to represent in the Brothers Grimm? Because he was supposed to represent someone.
One of the trolls.
Well, you
maybe?
Never see his face. He's always in the shadows. You know, you kind of, and he whispers like this, you know, like.
I don't know. Maybe the troll.
Maybe.
I don't know. Maybe we'll look into it later.
Yeah.
So anyway, so they're looking for Oleg and They hear some gunshots off the distance and come to find out Oleg is now tied up in a drug robbery gone horribly bad.
Wrong. Yep.
He does get away, but has now lost the gun.
Right.
So it just starts this whole
chain reaction
again of bad things goes out.
He gets a gun back though, doesn't he?
Eventually.
Yeah, he gets the gun back, but. And then he's on the run and then finds Lester.
Yeah, but where does he get the gun from? He gets it back from the crime scene, from that scene right there, right? Where
they all he lost the gun, but they all fought, whatnot, shot each other. And
he picks the gun up.
Picks the gun up, and there was one guy that came back in to try to scam what he could off the bodies.
Yeah.
And when Joey shows up, but... In the meantime, Oleg takes off and finds a pimp, Lester.
Mac Daddy.
he's got his woman. She had the nerve to go to school to try to get her GED.
How dare you? How dare you?
Can't have her learning nothing. You're one of my earners.
Yeah.
That's the only thing you need to learn about is how to earn more money.
And you feel sympathy for her? And then immediately lose it later on.
Right, right. Well, you know, she's going to do anything she can.
Yeah.
Okay? That's what she's going to do.
Yep.
So she gets saved by the kid with the gun, and he comes over and basically gets right in the kid's face, and he pulls the trigger, and the gun is dry.
Empty.
No bullets left because he expended all the rounds earlier. So now he's screwed, and... As he's getting ready to be stabbed by the pimp Lester, she clocks him with, I don't even remember what she hit him with.
Pipe.
Oh, a pipe. Knocked him out cold.
Cold.
So they take off, but she sees that Oleg is starting to have a little bit of an asthma attack.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we get to the pharmacy, and she goes in with a boy, tells him he needs his Baclofen, which is a rescue inhaler for his asthma.
Yeah.
And he says, well, without a prescription or the number to the doctor, I can't give you nothing. So she said, well, you know, take you out back, you know, we can work something out.
Get it.
And then that doesn't work. So then she pulls out the gun and, you know, which she knows is empty, but, you know, she's
still know that.
He doesn't know that. So she's going to get the Baclofen for good old Oleg so he can breathe again.
Mm-hmm.
Now we cut to outside the strip club and Joey's going to go in and have a little meeting with the Goomba squad.
Dad, can I go in?
He's like, do they really get naked in there? He's like, you find out when you're 21. He goes, well, I've seen mom naked. That's no big deal. I go, trust me, it's always a big deal.
And they do get naked.
Yeah, completely naked. So I don't think they were serving alcohol unless they got different rules in Jersey than we do.
Jersey. Yeah.
That's crazy talk. So a little meeting with the boss. He tells him, look, I'm in bed with Yegorsky. I need to get this kid and, you know, get him back. And that gun better be gone. Better not be the gun they're talking about. We're going to have issues because you were told to do something and you didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
So when I told him we're going to have the whole crew out looking for Oleg, which is what we're going to do. More good news for Oleg. Now he's got the Goomba squad looking for him. Nikki's sitting out the car and he sees who but Oleg and the prostitute.
Yay.
Heading to the diner where they're going to be, where they're sitting and having their little meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes in. The other, I remember that guy's name, probably Tony, brought the kid out a cheeseburger and a milkshake. And he's like, hey, why are you out so late? I got kids at home. They're in bed. How come you're out? And he's like, hey, I got to go to the bathroom. Shut up. Yeah. Stop talking to me. Because he sees Oleg go, so he's got to go inside. And he goes in, and then Tommy says, yeah, your kid doesn't look like he listens too good either. And, he calls him over there, and he goes, yeah, I got to go to the bathroom. He's like, all right. So he goes to the bathroom, and then...
Don't they all go in?
No, it's just he goes, and then Oleg follows him. He passes Oleg, and then Oleg says, yeah, order me this, and I'm going to go to the bathroom. So they go in the bathroom. He gives Nikki the gun. Nikki hides the gun in the tank of the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
And then they leave. Where actually Paul Walker, Joey comes in. He's like, look, let's go. So we gotta get out of here.
How does Oleg know that the gun is important?
He doesn't.
Right.
Well, I'm sure he told him. I'm sure that...
I think he told him in the bathroom.
Yeah, I'm sure Nikki told him, like we gotta stash this gun. This is what they're looking for.
Okay.
Yeah. So he stashes it, and then Joey comes in and scoops up Nikki, and Oleg hides in the stall. Comes out, and then... Oleg beats feet. Then Nikki tells Joey, look, the gun's in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. They're not going to find it.
Yeah.
He'd go back in there. And of course, as they were walking past, they see a wet floor sign.
Him.
Little breadcrumb thing saying that somebody's been in the bathroom that works there. And they go in and the gun is gone.
Completely.
So they come back out. Joey is now losing it because he thought he lied to him. And he's like, I'm not lying. It's just gone. And then
he definitely turns into Scary Dad at that point.
Yeah. Yes. He was pissed.
Yeah. And I think that at a certain point in the movie, his son is like, shit, Oleg's going to die.
Yeah.
Like, if I help him, my dad might kill Oleg.
Yeah.
And that's terrifying.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Right. Yeah, I could tell, and for a good part of the movie, Nikki just did not trust his dad to not harm Oleg at all.
But also, why Nikki didn't take the gun with him?
I don't know. I think.
And they get to the car, and he's like, look what I got.
Yeah.
He would have been the hero the entire story.
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
But then Oleg would have been probably.
Yeah, they would have questioned him.
Forgotten.
And not had the gun on him. And there would have, and he would have showed up with the gun saying, yeah.
But
I have the gun.
But I think that he knows that his dad is with a bunch of the Goomba squad or whatnot. Yeah. And so he probably was thinking like, oh, well, I don't want to. Yeah, there's a lot in this movie where I'm kind of questioning.
Right.
But.
Yeah, this was the only time in the movie that I questioned timing because they left the diner.
Minutes.
Went down the street, came back.
Yeah.
And it had been like 20 minutes or something. And I'm like.
Manny, the janitor, finds the gun in the tank, clocks out, goes home.
Right.
Yeah.
The cops then catch Oleg and take him in. Rydell's going to question Oleg. He goes, look, man, I'll get you out of that bad spot with your stepdad. You know, I can get rid of him for you.
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do is put the gun in Joey's hand and tell him he gave you the gun. That's all you got to do.
Right.
And tell me where it is now, and we're square.
Mm-hmm.
Oleg tells him, no.
Piss off. Yep.
Go yourself.
Yep.
Which is what you tell the cops.
That's right.
Keep your mouth shut. Call the lawyer. Goddamn right.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're back home, and Teresa's trying to console Oleg's mom, and you get her backstory, and it's terrible. She's in Russia, and she agrees to go work for the Yegorskys, and she's going to be a prostitute, and she can make all this money, and she's only got to pay $50,000 back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a deal.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I mean, I'm sure they're keeping accurate records of how much she's earned.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
So that's good. That's good. But what she fails to tell them is she's pregnant the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not a good business model.
No.
So they tell her she's got to get an abortion. And she's like, yeah, I'm not going to. Ivan Yegorsky tells Anzo, look, you got to kill this woman because that's how it is. You know, she's not going to earn money. She's got to go. She's another mouth to feed.
Yep.
And then Anzo's like, yeah, no, I'm not going to kill her. He goes, then I'll just send somebody else. Fine, then I'll marry her. You can't kill her. So that's what he does. But then he gets fired from the family business, and he's kind of on the outs. So, got to start dealing a little meth, make ends meet. I mean, what else are you going
to
do?
Move to Jersey.
Nah, exactly.
Yep. Move to Jersey and deal some meth. I don't know what to tell you. That's how it works. Right? So now Enzo just wasn't a killer. That was the whole moral of that story. She knew he's a good guy, but he just does bad things.
Yep. Ooh. Anger problems.
Yeah. Addiction problems.
Yeah.
And too much faith in John Wayne.
No shit. The Duke.
So now Joey and Nikki come home and...
Which also draws parallels to our main character as well. His wife keeps reaffirming him.
Right. That
hey,
you're not evil.
You're not evil, even though you're punching the wall like 2 inches away from my face. But right. No big deal.
You're scaring the crap out of our kid, but you're not a bad guy.
Yeah. Right.
So Joey and Nikki come home and Teresa is livid.
Yeah.
She's very, very mad. And she tells him, look, I am pissed and scared. Equal measures.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how serious it is. And we get another run in with the Goombas. And they're telling him, look, you better find that kid. Better find that kid. And that better not be that gun. We're going to have problems.
Yeah.
I've been, you know, this is it. This is last warning.
Got to
get your shit together.
Yep.
So... Now, we got to go find Manny. In the meantime, before the meetup with the Goombas, Joey sneaks into the office, gets Manny's address off of his W4, and then tries to go and find him.
Yep.
To get that gun back. This damn gun. Jesus Christ. Manny's playing cards. So now we got ice cream with Enzo, and Enzo wants to know where you got the gun.
First off, Enzo's in the hospital.
He was. Yep.
Was in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
He got shot.
In the shoulder.
By his son.
Right.
Okay. And the police know that the son shot dad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we're going to release the guy who just got shot.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's going to go pick up the son that just shot him.
Right.
And then they're just going to go out for ice cream.
Yep.
Yep. Okay. Mm-hmm. I just want to make sure
the
we're
bad
good.
Cops. Yeah. The dirty cops are doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess. It's Jersey.
Right.
Let's roll with it.
I mean, it could be Indochina where we've got a 4'11" guy kicking the crap out of 2 guys at once. That sounds plausible.
Hey, I'm just saying.
So mean.
Okay, I'll give you that plot hole.
Okay.
That's your one. Don't bring up another one. I'll walk.
I said, I'm out.
Podcast is bullshit.
It is for bullshit. Sure. Wants me to pick a movie and just, well, I'm just going to pick it apart. Hey, what do you think about that? Turn my movie up.
Hey, I'm sorry.
No, you're not.
This has nothing to do with the raid.
No, sure. Sure.
Bitter. So, just bitterness.
Oh, my goodness.
Right? It's a bitter party of one.
Oh, my gosh.
So Enzo wants to know where the gun is, how he got it, who gave it to him, why did he give all the stuff, and then Oleg tells him, yeah.
Yeah.
I liked it when he died, when the Duke died. That was
he
the best part.
He smacks the shit out of
him.
He reaches back like a pimp.
Boom.
Smacks the taste out of his mouth.
Right in front of everyone.
And tells
everyone.
Him, like, look, you're going to give me that gun or I'm going to kill you myself. And that's all the convincing Oleg needed.
Yep.
He flipped that table.
And ran out of the frying pan.
Yeah.
Directly into the campfire, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, he did.
Oh, sweet Christmas.
My God. This is where it gets super interesting, in my opinion.
I agree. I didn't hate it.
No.
I mean, it made it like, I was like, oh, like for the next like 20 minutes.
How
I'm
could
like,
it get worse? Let me show you how it could get worse.
Yes, no shit.
Ruined Juliet for me.
I agree.
Yeah.
Why her?
I know.
Juliet.
She's always kidnapping kids.
I know.
Oh, Lost?
Yeah.
She kidnapped kids in Lost. She kidnapped kids in this.
There you go.
About the same time frame, isn't
it?
Typecast.
Yeah.
You're going to be...
At least
kidnapper.
Hey, kidnapper.
At least a
kid napper.
At least it lost. It wasn't implied that anything happened.
Ugh.
So.
Yeah.
Ooh, this one, not so much.
Right. So Oleg scrambles, goes out in the parking lot, and he's trying to get away from Enzo. And he's got him cornered. Like he's at the behind this van, and he's coming right at him. Comes around the corner, and he's gone.
I'm not picking it apart. I'm just saying. You can hear that they ADR'd him cussing in that scene because he'll be saying like something and then he'll turn his head and then I'll be like, oh, yeah, shit.
motherfucker.
You know, so I thought it was funny, like, during that part. And then, yeah, he's hiding in the van. And this was one of the few scenes that I thought was kind of cool how they shot it. I kind of liked how Anzo's kind of walking up and down the block, kind of yelling for him. And, you know, the ADR is kind of funny, but he's like kind of hiding and, you know, moving from vehicle to vehicle. There's this big old freaking creeper van. And then you know, he jumps in and you're like, well, he's going to be good. It makes it seem like he waits there for like an hour and a half. And then they open up and he's like, oh, hey, we got another one. Oh, like,
he gets just, in the van.
This one's easy. He just hopped in our van. We didn't have to.
He gets in the van.
We have to offer him candy.
Full of toys.
Yes.
Full of toys.
Yes.
Who has a van full of toys?
Well,
pederasses.
Let me tell you.
It was not only did they have a van full of toys, there were two other children in the van.
Yep.
And they open up the back, and it's a man and a wife, and I can't remember their names.
Their last name's Gretel.
Yeah. They open up the doors and they see all three kids basically. And she's like, look, we picked up a stray. And I'm like, oh, this is bad.
Immediately, you know, it's not good.
So very.
They have that fake happiness about
them.
Very
bad. Yes. And I didn't, like, the first time watching this, and I'm sure David's like, I don't know how bad this is going to get. And then you find out how bad it's going to get.
I question it. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, but we'll get to it. Where am I at?
So he just got in the van. They found him.
From bad to oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, stows away. So now we're looking for Manny. Manny's having a good day, found a gun at work, and he's going to go play some cards. Unfortunately, he loses the gun to another gentleman who passes Joey on the stairs.
So that just invalidated my question. I just realized that because it's not Manny lost the gun at the card table.
Right.
And then this random gentleman.
Right.
No. Mechanic. No. So, because he goes to Manny's house.
He goes to Manny's house and talks to the wife, and the wife tells him he's not here. He's playing cards at another apartment.
Right.
So, he goes there.
He gets Gary again with some... Like,
dude just comes out of nowhere.
Busts through the door with his gun out.
But he also knows his life is at risk.
For sure.
Like, he doesn't have time to bullshit.
He is in panic mode.
Right. And he knows he's going into a place that somebody already has a gun.
Yeah.
Right.
And he doesn't know the condition of
the
gun.
He wasn't going to shoot him. They didn't know that, but he wasn't going to shoot him.
He would have shot if somebody would have fired.
Well, I'm just saying he wasn't going to kill the lady holding the kid.
No.
He was doing it just to get information.
Right.
It's about the implication.
Right.
Well, you know, sometimes you got to break a few eggs.
The implication. I'll tell you.
So Manny loses the gun to the mechanic as he heads down the stairs, and Joey goes upstairs and then gets all up in their business and breaks some fingers, and they're all laughing at the guy.
They are laughing at him.
They're laughing at him because not only did he lose his money and his gun, he's now taking an ass beating from some random white dude that supposedly stole the gun from. And it's just a bad day for Manny.
Manny did get the shit beat out of him.
Then he's got to go home.
Yes.
And speak to his wife. Who have just been accosted by the same gentleman that broke his fingers.
Not a good day for Manny.
No, not at all.
Not a great day.
And before
Manny
all that, he was scrubbing toilets.
Right? Yeah. At some shitty diner in Jersey.
The only diner in Jersey, by the way.
No shit.
Manny's the most sympathetic character.
Yeah.
So my notes now are wow. Just wow. So we know where we're at. We're back at the Gretel's apartment, and let me tell you how bad it's going to get. So very bad. They're in this apartment, and they're in this playroom, and I can't explain it other than...
creepy.
Extremely off-putting.
Yeah.
Like, made
the camera.
The camera that it's on its own boom.
Right.
With its own wiring.
Like a tinker toy boom.
Yeah, that they've painted up with all these kids' colors. They've got the
plastic all over the floor.
They've got the mat down, the soft mat, but then they have plastic sheeting over the mat.
When I saw the plastic sheeting, I was like, this is not good.
Nope. This is not good at all. It's not good at all. I mean, there's every stuffed animal. There's a big TV that they're doing camera work on.
Playing dress up.
And then Oleg knows immediately what's up.
Yeah, he's like
I got to get out of here because I need to go to the bathroom right now.
Yes.
So the lady creepy lady takes him and lets him go to the bathroom. And then he walks around and finds her purse because there's no way out. All the doors are locked. All the windows are locked.
Yeah.
He tries the door. And for some reason, I could tell that the deadbolt was pushed all the way over and he didn't bother to even try the deadbolt.
Right.
I don't know. Yeah. I probably would have tried a little harder.
Yeah.
Just me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, all the windows are locked, so there's no way out. So he sees her purse. He gets in there, gets her cell phone, goes to the bathroom and calls Teresa. And Teresa's like, "What's going on? Where are you at?" And he tells her, like, "Look, this is what's going down." And she's like, "What?" She's like, "Yeah, you need to come find me. Where are you at?" "I don't know. There's nothing around here." And so she's thinking on her feet. Just,
yeah.
So he's in the bathroom. She goes, "Well, get in the medicine cabinet. Maybe there's like some prescriptions with an address on it."
Mm-hmm.
By now.
And it says Hansel on it, which Hansel and Gretel,
right,
as David pointed out earlier.
Yeah.
So
they're Hansel and Gretel starting to wonder what's going on in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. They're camped out there as he's on the phone trying to get the prescription bottle down. He gets it, but he falls down and hits his head. And just before they come in, he reads her the address and where it is in Hoboken, yeah, New Jersey, which is even further away.
Well, but the shadows,
yeah,
the shadow play in the scene.
The creepy shadows.
It has like it's like a frosted wall.
Right.
Yeah.
And when the shadows of the lady walking by, it shows like long fingers, like, yeah, witch-like, mm-hmm, fingers,
yeah,
that he's like imagining. And it's like the cartoon shadow.
I think, yeah, it was like the from kids like dressing up from like it was
from ghost. No, I think it's her shadow.
I think it's her shadow. Yeah.
And he's thinking that it's a witch. You know what I mean? Like, mm, in, yeah, his head, that's what he's seeing.
I think there's like the frosted window looks into the playroom.
Yeah. I don't think so, man. I think it's her. It's her shadow.
So either way, it's was creepy as hell. Yeah. And he gets the information off and then he hides the phone, flushes the toilet and lets him in, unlocks the door as they're coming in or whatever. And he's like, "Yeah, you know, I'm good," or whatever. So now Teresa's got to get in the car and go find him. But before then, good old Lester, our wonderful pimp, gets his hands on the snuff. The mechanic shows it to him, and he recognizes it right away as the gun that the kid was holding, mm-hmm, where his night turned to crap as well.
Yeah.
He buys it off of the mechanic and takes off in a cab.
Fits his attire.
Yeah. Just the big winner kind of gets burnt a little bit, fighting with Joey. After he's looking for the gun again, and he tries to get him with a blowtorch, and that goes horribly wrong.
Yeah, that scene was crazy.
Sets him on fire and then won't put him out until he gets the information.
He says you're going to have third-degree burns. Brother, he already has third-degree, yes, burns. It doesn't take that long to get third-degree burns.
No, it doesn't. No. And I don't care how flame retardant your suit is.
Seconds. Yeah, his skin was already
boiling.
You
got no time. No, thank you. That's just, again, Paul Walker's character just being the absolute asshole.
Yes.
Letting, yeah, a guy, he burn is an asshole. That's for, yeah, sure.
To get the information, but it's effective. Mm-hmm. So now tells him, "Look, I sold it to a pimp named Lester, and you know this is where he's going to be hanging out." And he finally puts him out. Now Teresa shows up in Hoboken at the Gretel apartment, and this is where it gets.
I love this scene.
This is a great scene.
It is.
This is the most satisfying scene of the entire movie.
Yeah, yeah, I'd agree with that.
So she knocks on the door, and she comes to the door and answers. And
hold on, they're in their bathrobes,
yes, right? She comes,
they are
out,
no longer clothed. They're just, right, in their silk,
in their bathrooms.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, and she's tying it as she's like walking to the door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she comes out and answers the door. And Teresa's like, "Look, I'm looking for Oleg." And they're like, "I don't know who that is." He's, "Well, he called me from this place, read off the address, and he's here. And you're either going to let me come in and look, or we're going to wait for the cops." And of course, this lady knows she can't wait for the cops because she's got three children in the house that don't belong to her at all.
Yep.
Right.
And more than likely, one of them is probably almost dead.
I don't know how he's not dead.
I don't know either, but it's crazy. So she comes in and looks around, and she sees the two children in their beds sleeping, quote unquote, mm-hmm, and no sign of Oleg. And,
yep,
then she goes into the playroom. She's like, "Wow, you got your own personal little Disneyland here." And they're like, "Yeah, you know, it's for the kids and all."
Mm-hmm.
And why she didn't notice the plastic on the floor when she walked in
first time,
right?
Yeah, because she notices it later.
Yeah, she does notice it later, which is kind of seals their fate. But
yeah,
anyway, she doesn't find him and she's gonna leave.
She's frantically looking like room, yeah, to room.
It clicks that there are no pictures,
right? She
no
goes, she goes to shut the door and she realizes there's no pictures of the lady's children in the house. She goes, "If you're a parent and you have two children, you're gonna have at least one photo hanging somewhere of your children."
Yeah.
That's just how it works. The lady starts protesting more. They go back in the playroom and she draws the 9mm and says, "Look, you're gonna give me Oleg or we're gonna have problems." They kind of motion to the closet and she opens it up, and he's duct taped, and then a bag around his head, also duct taped, and yep. she says, he better not be dead. She uncovers, takes the bag off, and the lady starts...
She one hand, like,
well, CPRs, she's got what she's,
and then yeah, another on
CPR at gunpoint. She's like yeah. holding people back at gunpoint while yeah. she's doing CPR because the lady's going to try to overpower her at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Just it's terrible at this point. And then my notes say they'd both be dead because I had forgotten what happens. And
Juliet gets shot in both boobs, boom, boom.
Yeah,
and then she unloads the rest of the clip into the guy, into
the husband.
And yeah. I'm like, see, that's the thing, though. Crap.
I took it that Juliet was the ringleader.
I yeah. did too, because the husband she kept is the her only calm one. The entire
yeah, the
time.
Husband was the one. She was stoic.
She thought she was just gonna get to continue with their day.
Yeah.
Right.
After that, she took Oleg.
Yep.
And I was like, are you out of your mind?
Yeah.
So she's got Oleg back around, and she looks and she sees all these surgical instruments in the bottom of the closet,
oh.
and then the body bags hanging in the closet, like, and the plastic clothes on the floor,
and all the DVDs.
Ugh. And then the piece right there, the multiple, probably 40, 50 DVDs of other children with rankings,
yes,
star rankings, 1 through 5.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I wouldn't have been able to control myself after that point.
Yeah.
There's yep. no way in the world.
Yep.
And she does exactly what I would have done. She picks up the phone and calls 911 and says, yeah, my neighbors, I heard gunshots from across the hallway. And then she just unloads on them and yep. kills them. And that's was the most satisfying because those, ugh.
I would agree.
Evil. Pure evil.
Yeah. It is the most satisfying scene in the movie.
Yeah.
Rescues the other two kids.
Yep. Yeah.
And then tells them to stay. And
right. And then she takes off with Oleg and Nikki.
And the cops are,
and the cops show up,
yeah.
And yeah, I can't imagine the therapy all of them are going to need, except
yeah.
Nikki.
Yeah.
Nikki really gets the sweet end of the deal for yep. most of this movie.
Yeah, for sure.
Oleg gets to enjoy all the good stuff.
Manny's not taking any more guns out of any more toilets.
No,
I
he's
can
not.
Tell you that.
Nope.
No. And I'm sure Joey's going to dispose of any gun ever given to him ever again.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's for sure. So... And now we're looking for Lester. Got to get that gun back still. Mm. Joey gets back home, though, and Teresa is shook. She's like, I got to talk to you. He's like, not right now. She goes, no, we're talking right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so it cuts to them at the swings, and he's telling her, why couldn't you just take the kid and go? And I'm like, bruh, she did the right thing.
Yeah.
For sure. And she tells him, look, I've never seen evil before in my life. Before tonight. And he goes, and I don't see that in you either. And he knows exactly what she's getting at. That, like, look, you can't turn this kid over because they're going to kill him.
Right.
And you can't kill him either because that's not who you are.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, look, I got to do what I got to do. So he goes inside. He goes, tells Oleg, look, we're going to go for a ride. And at this point, you still don't know what's going to happen to Oleg. So he gets in the car. And they're at a stoplight or something. Yeah. They're parked
because they know where the pimp hangs out, like that little motel.
Yeah, they're
or whatever.
Waiting for the pimp to come out, and here come the Goombas again. Tommy
pull up behind.
Tommy and Gummy Bear pull up behind him and give him a little talking to. It's like, all right, the kid's going to ride with us, and you're going to follow us. We're going to get this over with. They drive off and find their little spot. I'm assuming some dock somewhere.
Looks like a dock.
Shipping yard.
Yeah.
It always is.
Yeah.
In Jersey, there's 1,000 of them apparently. Mm-hmm. Just like 3 neighborhoods and shipping yards. That's all New Jersey is. So now Joey gets confronted. They're all up in his shit. You think it's going to go down right here.
And he says on the phone, like
this scene was pretty crazy, too.
Yeah, because I thought Joey was going to get it for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, so Tommy's on the phone. He's I'm with him right now. We're going to take care of it. You think he's talking about Joey, and he's got the gun. He goes, you never know anybody. You never know anybody. And the next thing you know, he pops Michael Cudlitz right between the eyes.
Yep.
And drops him. And come to find out, Gummy Bear was a paid informant for the authorities because he got caught running something, a little something on the side, and rolled like a little bitch. Bitch move.
Snitches.
Not going to have to worry about that anymore because he's dead. So then Tommy gets another call as he's holding the gun to Joey. And he's like, all right. So he's alone. So he picks up his phone and he calls. And he goes, Nike gym bag, $60. And then it shows Chaz Palminteri, Detective Rydell, going up to the train station to get the bag of money that they were supposed to leave for him, or he was going to arrest them all. And then he says, cell phone, Nokia cell phone, $100. And he goes, 1 ounce of Semtex, $500. He calls the cell phone and Rydell picks up the phone. He goes, oh, you guys are screwed now. I'm going to have your ass in jail. And he goes, blowing up a corrupt cop, fucking priceless. And hits the button and blows up the phone and kills Detective Rydell. So another loose end capped off nicely. And we're moving right along. We're going to head to Brighton Beach. The Czar of Brighton Beach waiting for him. Mm-hmm. Ivan Yegorsky and the rest of the Goomba squad.
Man, the scene's crazy too.
They go to the hockey rink and we got the Goombas. We got the Russians. We're out on the ice.
And this scene ruins Walter Bishop for me.
Oh, now.
So
Walter Bishop is a great character. He is. You can't let that go. So they
Fringe for you guys that don't know.
Fringe. So they turn on the black lights and lights up the ice and they take Joey out on the ice, and he's really, really letting old Ivan Yegorsky have it, which I didn't think was very bright of him.
No.
Because Russians usually aren't known for their control of their temper.
No, yeah.
So he gets to go out especially and take hockey pucks to the face from the hockey
team. Dude, I did like him yelling at him, though. Yeah. I mean, it was good.
I liked him yelling at him. It was funny.
Because he smacks him. He loses his shit.
Yeah, yep. He gets up.
Like a dad would. Yeah. Like, yeah. He doesn't have anything to lose.
Keep your hands off of him. So he gets out on the ice, and they're holding him down. The two Russians are, and they're taking slap shots of right in the mug, man. I can't imagine how
painful. I don't know how he stayed conscious. I mean,
again, I don't know how he didn't have any, just several broken bones.
Yeah.
Because there's no thank
pools
you.
Pools of blood that right? are pouring
that's
from his
actually
nose
melting
and mouth.
The ice. It's so warm.
Yeah.
It's making a puddle. It's crazy. So then Joey has the wherewithal to flip all of this on Tommy, telling him that Tommy was the one that had the idea to give the gun to Oleg to shoot Anzo because he's encroaching on their territory of their little meth ring that they got going on the side. And it was his idea the whole time. And then chaos just ensues.
Yeah.
Fucking crazy.
It's like true romance. It's like the end of True Romance.
Everybody just gets shot.
Yes.
Brutal. There's a scuffle between the head Goomba and Ivan Yegorsky. And head Goomba comes out on top as he gets up from behind the barrier. You see pretty much everything he's got from the chest down is just exposed from a close range shotgun blast.
Yeah.
That I cannot imagine. Ugh, no thank you. That would be horrible. Good times.
And hockey then you players find out, go down.
Hockey players go down. You find out the whole time that Joey was an undercover agent, been working for 12 years, and he was out until the head Goomba got in bed with Yegorsky, and he tells him, and he's like, look, we got everything else. All we need is the finger on your trigger, so go ahead and pull it, man. And then Oleg gets the drop on him.
Yeah.
And for some reason, this Italian guy, instead of returning fire immediately, decides to go and get in the kid's face.
Yep.
Which is dumb.
Yeah.
Because it then gives Paul Walker the opportunity to take him down, get the shotgun, and blow his brains out and paint the ice red.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Pretty much the end of that battle. And at that time, the FBI show up, finally, to help their
Savvy
man.
Joey. Yeah, we Joey. Lost track of you.
We lost your track of you. So they're trying to get him all checked out, and he's like, nah, I'm taking this kid home.
That's because, Joey, did you say he showed his chest with the...
Yeah, with the microphone.
With the microphone, yeah.
He's an undercover agent, and he's going to get the hell out of there then. He's going to go home, take this kid home, because he's got to square that away with his wife.
But first off, they're like... So they're driving in his...
Mustang.
Mm-hmm. Oleg's like, hey, we should go to the hospital. Paul Walker's like,
Nah,
I'm going home.
We're going to the diner.
Yeah.
To get cleaned up.
That's
first.
Right.
Just go get cleaned up, grab something to eat, and we're going home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Unfortunately, as they do this, Lester shows up.
They get to eat their food, though.
They do.
I do like it when Joey is playing dumb at the register.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like he doesn't hear what's happening right next to him.
Yeah.
He's like trying to pay his bill.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he fucking throws, I think, candy or something at him. I don't know what he throws at him. He picks up a handful of something and throws it at him.
Yeah.
That's probably like mints.
Right.
Yeah, so the scuffle ensues, and Joey ends up taking a round. And this is where we came into the movie. He's carrying Oleg out of there, but he's shot. He gets in the car, and they're trying to...
Yeah, at the beginning, you think Oleg is shot. Yeah.
Because there's blood on Oleg's blood shirt.
Yeah, turns out to be Joey's blood. And so he's trying to get home, and before he dies, to get Oleg
home.
But
he did get the gun.
Yes, got it all. He got it all. And he basically crashes out when they get home, and you think he dies and fade to black, and no, he didn't die. Now they're, I'm assuming...
Witness protection.
WITSEC, and gonna wait that out. On a farm, roll credits. With Oleg.
With Oleg.
Paul Walker, let me get through it, I'm sorry.
Okay.
This is my process. So he's shot, and he's coming home, and you miss the part that Oleg's mom commits suicide. In
at
her
the same
house,
time that they're getting home.
At the same time that they're getting home.
I forgot about that part.
Right. You're fine. And then he's hitting vehicle to vehicle because he's in and out of consciousness.
Yeah, he's bouncing right. off.
Yeah.
So he gets out of the vehicle. He's like dying.
Right.
Paul Walker was not very good at his death scene.
Well.
I'm just going to be honest. And the son. Okay. And it's also showing that the mom and the son are napping on this like love seat. And he's on top of her, which I could get, like, especially what she's been through. She wants to be close to her son.
Right.
Everything flips over because the bomb blew off next door.
Right.
They're running outside. They see Joey's vehicle, boom, 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 pinballing down the street between vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
And then the mom says, Nikki,
mm-hmm.
call the ambulance as Paul Walker's dying. Nobody else would have called the ambulance because a fucking house just blew up right, in the right. neighborhood.
Right. Right.
Well, the fire department shows up really quick.
They do.
They don't attend to Joey.
Nikki comes out because he's seen that his dad's shot because his mom sent him inside. And the son goes, Dad, are we still going to the hockey game?
That's all the kids worry about.
He doesn't want Joey to die.
He's trying to
get Joey's mindset out of dying. Right? That's what he's trying to
be,
do.
Stay it's with be me, great.
Shane.
It's gonna
he be died great. Just like John Wayne.
Oh,
but
then
he
didn't.
They go and they do the funeral for Paul Walker.
Mm-hmm.
The mom's walking with the boys back, mm-hmm. and you know you get this honorary flag
right.
when somebody dies. She throws that.
Flag. I knew he wasn't dead. Like from I just knew yeah. he wasn't dead. Yeah.
Okay. They go back. And as they're pulling up to the house, there's his Mustang. The hood is up.
Yeah.
Okay. You see somebody working on it. And then I'm thinking, oh, shit, he's not dead.
Right.
Okay. She goes up and she says, hey, Greg, or whatever a character's name was, because this was the only time in the movie. Thanks for putting that alternator in the vehicle. Okay. Well, I guess he didn't die. And then Paul Walker walks out and he's like, oh, hey. Yeah, thanks for fixing the vehicle.
He was under the car.
Yeah.
He was under the car?
He was under okay. the car. Yeah. yeah. But, and, I mean, it got me, too. I thought, yeah. oh, man.
You nah. get a double. Oh, he did die. No, he didn't die.
He didn't die.
No, he did.
Maybe he did die.
Yeah. Okay, never mind.
A little bit.
Yeah. So.
But also, he wouldn't be under that car with a gunshot wound to the abdomen.
You right. don't know how long
Let me tell
long
you,
that was.
With this broken arm. Well, he had a funeral.
Maybe he's, yeah. maybe he's more of a man than you are.
Listen, I'm calling bullshit on all movies that someone breaks their arm and then continues to function.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. nah.
No, not going to no. happen.
Sorry, fam.
It's not happening.
Sorry, fam.
Yeah.
yeah.
We out.
So.
We out.
Sorry for nitpicking your movie.
Well, I don't care. I still enjoyed it.
I mean, I think this movie is nitpickable.
Yes. Yeah. That's why it doesn't get, you know, an A.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a fun
it's a action fun,
movie.
Okay.
With breakneck pace and...
It's fast.
Twists that you are not ready for.
Yeah.
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 I don't think anybody was ready for. No. But, all right.
I loved it. So.
Anything else of note before we get into our...
No.
Nope.
No. Okay. Lee, David?
Yep.
Can you give us our ratings for how sure. we do our...
So, S tier is the best of the best. No flaws, rewatchability, acting... Cinematography.
Timeless.
Everything about the movie is perfect, and we could recommend it to pretty much everyone. You know yeah. what I mean? Like, so in your life, you have to see this movie.
Yeah. Right.
A is right below that. Great movie. Might have a few flaws, but it is a fantastic movie that you have seen multiple times, probably. Yeah. B is just your average movie. No. Good movie.
C is your average.
Well, but it's a good movie.
Above average.
Above average, yeah.
Few flaws.
Few flaws, yeah. C is definitely your average, just your maybe see it once.
Yep.
Probably never see it again type movie.
Right.
D is maybe a little regret that you watched the movie. Entertaining, but you'll never watch it again as well, but
nope.
Not the best. And then F is just trash.
Okay.
Won't recommend it to anyone.
Don't watch
it. Regret seeing it. That type of movie.
Right.
Okay.
So, Lee?
And we are only have 10 available slots for S-tier movies in our podcast. And currently we have two still, Exorcist and The Way, Way Back. Yep. And again, if you've not seen them, we're going to keep hammering them until you do. And they're tell just, us to stop.
They're just watch worth them. A watch.
For
they're
sure.
Great movies.
Yep.
Check them out.
If all 10 fill up, then we'll have to have a...
Vote off.
Discussion.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
So, all right, well, Lee, since you picked the movie... Let's hear your review.
I'm going to give this movie a B. Again, it is, I think, a very fresh take on your action crime thriller. It's very suspenseful. It is a high-paced, breakneck movie that does not let up. Like I said, it gets to one point, they remove the brakes.
Yeah.
And you just free fall to the end.
Yeah.
And it does not let up. It doesn't pull any punches. It gets dirty. It gets gritty. It gets... tense. Like, I felt tense watching this the first time I watched it, and then after that I thought it was just a great time to watch. Just a good fun movie. You know, maybe not the best choices for some of these people in the plot, but I still think it's pretty entertaining.
Yeah,
for what it is.
Yep.
I thought the acting was good enough for what it is, and I think it was very smartly written for a lot of the characters. I loved how they performed under pressure.
Yeah,
really good.
I'm going B plus.
Okay.
I was thoroughly surprised by this because when I saw that it was, I texted you and said, "Is it the '80s Running Scared, or is it the 2006 Paul Walker?"
Mm-hmm.
And you said Paul Walker, and I was like, "God damn it!" So I put it on. I watched it and was very entertained the entire time. I can't believe how many oh shit moments there were in it.
Right.
That I was just like, "Whoa! I just can't believe this is happening." I mean, there's definitely flaws in the movie, but I love the way it was filmed. It's not a normal way of filming, you know, like there's this like little jumps and you see stuff from
little skips,
other people's perspective and little skips and little, like I said, the shadow monster, like, you know, it's in his head, but like he's seeing a monster's shadow on the wall. And I love that stuff. I think it's neat. So I'm going B plus.
Sorry.
That leaves you, Calvin.
I'm going to give it a D+ because I thought this movie was so insane. Yeah, the pace was there. When you put like the third act starting at the beginning of the movie, then for me personally, that adrenaline does not carry all the way through. Because like for me, the raid is kind of nonstop. But I understand for you guys why you don't think it's that way, because it's just action all the time. And then after a certain point, it kind of loses its charm.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for me, that's how this story was. Does it make sense? Because you're literally jumping from like nine. Like I said, it's an episode of 24 but it's all crammed into 2 hours. And there is a lot of things that I wish I would have been able to like chew on. Does it make sense?
Yeah.
So
you could have made this a part one and part two.
Part two.
Of this movie.
Or just an 8-episode miniseries.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So I don't know that I could do 8 episodes of that.
Right. I don't think I could.
You could probably get away with
3. But it wouldn't be as fast-paced at that point.
Right. I think you could,
each episode would have that oh shit moment.
I think you could get away with maybe 3 episodes.
Yeah.
Like 3 hour-and-a-half episodes that would have been really good. Or, like I said, 2 2-hour movies.
For sure.
To really get a backstory on Paul Walker's character, to get more of the Russian involvement, make you care more about
my characters. And because I'm going to be honest, I only cared kind of about Oleg, but the way that he was jumping from like crazy ass situation to crazy ass situation, I knew that he was going to be there. You know what I mean? And especially with
he's not going to make it through all this just to die at
just
the end.
Just to die at the end.
I was going to say, I probably would have given it a higher score if I would have cared about the characters, but I really didn't care about the characters. I was there for the action.
Yeah.
I wanted to know how he was going to get out of it.
Yeah. Like the main character, I didn't care about him at all. I didn't like him.
Yeah.
I thought he was not a likable character at all.
I felt his frustration a
but
lot.
But he's just that alpha male that is just
I'm in
always,
control.
Always in your face. Yeah.
There's no negotiation.
Short fuse type guy.
Jersey.
You know? Yeah. Jersey. Yeah.
Just Jersey.
So that's why it's a Jersey crime thriller.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. So... But not, yeah.
So
not
D plus?
To... So I'd say what, C plus? C plus?
Let's say C plus.
C plus?
I'm okay with the C plus.
Okay, so. C plus it is.
Cool.
Right on.
Awesome.
On.
I do want to say thank you for recommending this because I've only known Paul Walker from Fast and Furious.
Right.
So this was kind of a refreshing take of seeing him do something. I mean, it's not like super different because it's still like high octane.
Right.
Action, you know,
in
whatever.
Your face.
In your
it's
face.
Higher octane than Fast and the Furious.
Yeah.
It really, because it's just
a little
not,
more believable
there's just
octane.
There's no break. It's constant.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, just, I don't know, just kind of in contrast, I did not like the editing and I did not like the cinematography of this movie. And I understand that you guys liked it. I don't know, for some reason, like the... They put like a yellow tint to it, mm-hmm. and it really did make me feel like I was watching like the first 10 minutes of a CSI episode, mm-hmm. but like constantly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It seemed I was waiting for CSI Miami crew to come in and digest the scene. Yeah, right.
I only wish that when she shot the people and opened the door to leave the apartment,
mm-hmm.
that Chris Hansen would have
hell
was
yeah
out there.
Right. That would have been dope.
It would be.
Damn it. You beat us to it,
bro. Right. But yeah, so. Thank you for recommending
no
this,
problem so. Again, I thought it was a movie not a lot of people have heard of or watched.
I went into it thinking I was gonna think it was trash and hate it, and so I came out maybe that's why I gave it such a high ranking, because I was going into it expecting
low expectations,
the worst.
Right.
I try not to pick terrible movies.
No, I mean, just Paul Walker.
But also,
oh yeah, I get you. I totally get you. I'm not the biggest Paul Walker fan out there, but I thought this was his best movie.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
So, but hey, you know, maybe we'll put a poll up if you guys liked it. I mean, go into it. Maybe you turned
maybe
out
if they
like would have
taken that poll down, we still have Paul Walker.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Is that a poll or a wall?
Oh,
I'm pretty
my
sure it was a
gosh.
Poll.
Oh my gosh. So what side were you on? Do you think it was a D? You think it was a V? Well, let us know in the comments below. Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Oi, oi.
Oi, oi.
How are you?
Hey, and welcome to the postcast. I wanted to say thank you to all our loyal and new listeners. We invite you all to check out our Facebook group. If you're listening on YouTube, give us a like, subscribe, and follow us wherever podcasts are found. Look for our next episode, Monday, May 6th. We hope you've enjoyed our program just as much as we did recording for you. Thank you, and stay tuned for our next episode.